Unit 3, Lesson 3, Exercise 1, page 28. Listen and then read the dialogue. Ida and Hassan are talking about tolerance and solidarity.
Are you Christian, Ida?
My mother is, but my father and I aren't.
None of my family are Christians, but it's quite common to have Christians and Muslims in one family. And there's a long tradition of solidarity between Islamic and Christian communities in Senegal and the Gambia. We share the same culture and the same values. We have no reason to be enemies.
That's true. You find many Gambians among the pilgrims to Popinguine. Young Christians and Muslims from the Red Cross, the Red Crescent, Christian associations and Muslim NGOs all join in.
Did you know that the brother of the late Cardinal is an imam?
I didn't know that, but I'm not surprised. It's not unusual. Both communities pray to the Mother of Jesus Christ, Mary to Christians, and Mariama, as she is called, by Muslims. During the days of the pilgrimage, homes are open to all. Nobody is turned away. Everyone is given food and shelter.
These are good examples of tolerance between religions. We had an interesting discussion about that in our English class last month.
Yes, I remember when we were kids, Christian children in our neighborhood wore nice clothes during the Muslim feasts, and they ate and celebrated with us. In the afternoon, we used to go out together to ask for money and for gifts. The famous Ndouenal, no one was treated differently.
Solidarity starts with tolerance. Intolerance has no place in our community. Parents should teach their children that.
Listen to you. I feel as if I'm listening to the Imam Ratib of the Great Mosque. You're not 60, Hassan. You're 16.
I'm 16 when I'm at school, but I'm 60 when I lead the prayers at home, when my dad is working.